Welcome back to the episode of Velocity. We have our first special. First of all, I'm Bill. We have our first special guest. If you would like to say his name, you're a little shy boy.
Jordan Williams.
Speak up, bro. You know how you talk, bro.
Jordan Williams.
You don't know why you're acting like a shy guy, bro. Tell everybody your occupations.
I cook. Nah.
Me lying?
Play football. I ran track, but I'm probably not doing it this year.
Why not, music. Bro?
You said what?
Why not, bro?
I just, you know, college and stuff, like, I don't think I'm playing sports in college, so I probably need to get a couple jobs, stack my money up for college and stuff like that.
I feel you. But yeah, go on, bro. Keep going. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
You said what?
I didn't mean to interrupt you, bro. Keep going.
But yeah, I make music. I don't like promote my music because I feel like that's cringy. But I make music and stuff too. Yeah.
All right, bro. You a little skilled in everything, bro. Now, it's been last year, we were supposed to have you on, me and Teef on the porch. But, you know, we at that spring season, everything just got hectic. So,
yeah.
You hear it now, bro. But talk to me, bro. Football. How long? You been playing ever since middle school?
I've been playing football since first grade, actually.
Talk to me about it, bro. School life.
And I never really played. I never played flag football because my granddad, he was like, we ain't with that soft stuff. So, yeah, I started off, I played in Lawrence from first to fourth. And then I came over to Warren, fifth grade. That's when I joined the travel team. I think player Rello, he was on the team too. He played running back. He was slow, but he was good. Sixth grade, I still played with travel team. It was fun. It was actually really fun. I played with a lot of dudes that'll probably be future, you know, NFL stars and stuff like that. Fast forward past middle school because that was kind of bad. But high school, freshman year, it was something. We were that class of 2024 team. If we had all the guys that we had on that team, it'd be no doubt that we'd be winning state this year. But I mean, we still probably got it.
That's the thing with y'all team. Y'all are very young.
That's what I'm saying.
Like a young team.
We had a lot of guys on that team, but they all ventured out to their own stuff or went to a different school or just did their own stuff. So, but yeah, we got it this year. We should be straight.
All right, talk to me about your track side. Of course, you do hurdles. I remember middle school, like, see, and people don't know, we go back.
Yeah, bro.
Like fifth, sixth grade, which is crazy to think about because that's like half of our life dang near. So talk to me about that. You balancing, I think the break from like football to track is like a few weeks, maybe.
Max, yeah. So I started running track fifth grade, I think. I ran for the YMCA and I was like the best dude on the team, fastest dude. They was like, they used to ride me. They was like, hey, we gonna put you in everything. And I'm like, all right, bet. I got to middle school and I realized there was some dudes that was faster than me. So I was like, oh man.
You remember Rashad?
Yeah, I remember Rashad, DJ, all them. They was quick. I'm faster than them now, but yeah, they was dudes. And that's when I started doing hurdles and stuff because I'm like, ain't really no hurdlers except, you know, DeAndre, Mikey, Leo. We had this dude named Travis for a little bit, but he stopped doing it because he was all over the place. But yeah, I started doing hurdles middle school. I kind of fell off from it because I thought I wasn't going to be no good at it. But then I got to high school, kind of got a little better.
He was keeping up.
Yeah, I was keeping up with the guys in practice. But track, thing about track is it's a extremely individual sport, like when it comes to the race. So, and I have anxiety really bad. So like in practice, I'd be dogging them. I'm sticking with them. I'm doing my thing. But when it come down to it, like right before the gun go off, I'm about to pass out at the line. Like it's bad. So I'm probably, if, I don't know, maybe.
I feel like you're going to let the season ride and depending on how it goes.
Yeah.
Then you go run. Cause you be having, we be playing out the hoop session. You hoop too. So you've done like everything.
Yeah.
We be playing out little hoop sessions and you be like, I would, but my back. Or it's like my finger. Or it's like my neck.
Yeah.
You always got some mini injuries going on. But now I was thinking about this the other day, bro. If we had, I think our class of 2024 is probably like the best class in recent years. I just feel like if we had our regular freshman, first of all, our eighth grade year was cut like short.
Yeah.
That was our eighth grade year was like, that's something I think, that's my 2016, bro. It was beautiful, but I always say if we had a regular freshman year, like everything would have been different. Everything.
Exactly. We didn't get a freshman year is like the crucial year. You need your freshman year.
That's
for
like
high
the
school.
Most, like the second most important year.
We didn't get it. So like I always feel bad for them guys that didn't get the regular graduation, but like We ain't even get
we ain't get to start it right.
Yeah, like, we ain't even start right. We just we still eighth graders at heart. We ain't even get the full. We ain't even get to transition for real.
Like, I was gonna say, do feel like we like a year behind still.
Yeah, sir.
But nah, watching time fly. When did you like? What made you realize like, dang, like I'm old or we seniors now?
I say like first day of school. I come in. I'm in weights. I'm about to go to weights. They like, dang, you like a grown man. They like, you a senior. I'm like, ah, yeah, I'm a senior, man. I hear it all the time, too. They like, you a grown man. I'm like, bro.
I remember when you was, it'd be the family reunions. You see them, you like, I remember you was this big. And you go to church. So I know it's like way worse.
Yes, bro.
They'd be like, oh, I remember when you was like this big. Or they'd be like, you remember me?
And
you
got no clue who these folks are.
You got to lie and say, yeah, I remember you.
Like, yeah, yeah.
You blah, 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 son. I'm like, yeah. You're like, I remember I held you when you was a baby. But nah, man. But talk to me about the music side. What got you into writing music?
Honestly, I love music. I've been listening.
Give me some of your favorite artists right now, bro.
Favorite artists right now. Oh, that's pressure.
Come right. On.
Giveon, that's top one. Trippy Red, that's number one all time.
I know you love Trippy.
Just because of the past stories. I like D Savage a lot. I like, I can't really think of no artists right now, but that would probably be my top three right now, like on the just rap side and R&B side of everything.
All right, Mahal. But yeah, all right. So you getting the music? I remember it was random. I like you did like many things and like touched on like little stuff, but like it was never like your full focus. And it was always like a little something. You played around with it at first, and then you started taking it serious.
I dabbled in it a little.
So,
bit.
So in the long run, do you? Well, okay. First of all, where does the passion come from?
It's kind of like you know how people. Like, you know, you got some people who write in their notes or some people who go to therapists. Like, around the time I started, it was rough. So, I'm like, I started, like, I at Band Lab, I started, like, just touching up with stuff, like, writing down lyrics and singing. I'm like, dang, this kind of, like, it's relaxing. Like, this, like, this how I vent. So, like, it started from there and then it kind of became more of a passion. Like, if I do get big, I get big, but it's not my number one goal in life to get big with music.
It's just a for fun thing.
Yeah.
All right. Now, talk to me about some of your activities you do other than music outside of school.
Well, not really much. I take care of a lot of stuff around the house. I'm basically my family's designated Uber because I recently started driving. So everybody, drop them off, all that stuff. But yeah, I don't really do much but sleep, play the game, eat, and poop.
All right, now talk to me about your drive, bro. What gets you going? What keeps you going? Especially for someone like you said it a lot times in your life, and definitely everybody has it, but what keeps you going? And you know, everybody got it. Something that just keeps them going every single day. Just wake up and you're like, I gotta get this done. What motivates you to just get up and get going?
Honestly, what motivates me is my mom, because the stuff she's been through, the I don't want to go too much into debt, but the stuff she's been through, the different, yeah, just the stuff she's been through with my brother. You know, he's high functioning autism. My oldest brother, he's kind of distant, you know, nonchalant, and just all this extra stuff, like the stuff she's been through. I'm like, if I'm not there for her, then who else is gonna be there? Honestly, yeah. So I'm like, yeah, I gotta do it for her.
Especially on the sports side of things, you know, you get up. And you've been almost top dog on anything you've been. Like, since middle school, I've known. It's like, oh, Jordan, like, you was a popular kid in middle school.
Nah, I wasn't that.
You're lying. I know you, Jordan. But sports-wise, that also gets you going?
Yeah, sports-wise, I think about when it comes to sports, it's my grandparents. My grandparents got me into sports at a really young age, and they've always wanted me to, like, my whole life, just be sports. If it's not playing sports, be a sports broadcaster. If it's not being a broadcaster, be a sports physical therapist or something like that. So on the sports aspect of things, it's my grandparents. I do it for them.
I get you, bro. All right, Jordan. Thank you for coming down, man.
Of course.
I love you, little bro. Right.
Hey, bro.
And don't forget, I'm older than you. Don't forget I'm older than you. But I appreciate you coming down. I'm pretty sure I'll have you on later on. You probably have episode 2, but that's all from me. Thank you for tuning in to Velocity, man. Yeah, I'm out. Peace.
Bye-bye.